Hi, it's Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. But first, if you are one of those artists that has clutter around your studio or home office, or maybe you have piles, or you just need organizing, maybe you need to organize your inventory, my Get Organized class is starting this week. Be sure to check that out at artbizcoach.com/organize.html. Love to have you join us. Today's topic deals with boundaries. Let me ask you this. Are you someone that other artists trust? Are you being peppered with questions about how to do this or that, whether it's an art technique or maybe it's a business practice? Questions about how to do something usually come from someone with really good intentions. And you want to help, of course. The problem is that the people who are asking the questions, the ones with the good intentions, don't really realize that you have 14 other people asking the same thing, or maybe 14 other people asking different things. Being the go-to answer guy or gal can be exhausting. And the internet has made it uber easy for us to just shoot our questions to anyone. So we do. And now, your go-to answer guy or gal inbox is overflowing. These questions can suck the energy right out of you. You don't mind sharing, but you don't have time to answer everyone. You need a policy for these situations. And being the go-to answer gal that I am, I've been using just such a policy for years. When I'm faced with such questions in my inbox or on Twitter, LinkedIn, or Facebook, and it's pretty clear that the people asking the questions aren't looking for or needing a paid consultation, I share my policy in a personal message. It goes something like this. Wow, Sarah, that's a great question. I have a policy that I will consider such questions for newsletters and blog posts so that everyone can benefit. Should I use your name, or would you prefer to remain anonymous? Notice that I don't make any promises that it will appear or when it might appear. I only promise that I will consider it. And the last question in my message, the should I use your name or would you prefer to remain anonymous, is critical. Some people are angry if they're not given credit, while others have a good reason to remain anonymous. You can see this policy in place on the ArtBizCoach website at artbizcoach.com/personalpolicy.html. And don't think of a policy as a wall that's erected between you and those who trust you. Instead, consider its benefits. A policy like the one I described here can do the following. First, it can allow you to be helpful to one person. Second, it can benefit more than one person. Third, it provides you with content for your website or blog. And four, it creates boundaries and honors your most important priorities. Final word, if you've become go-to answer guy or gal, it is time to implement a policy that will preserve your sanity. Consider using my example as a starting point and creating your own. Perhaps you can even adapt it for in-person situations like open studios and festival booths. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and if you think you might enjoy reading this as much as listening to it, go to artbizcoach.com and subscribe to the Art Marketing Action newsletter, an email version of this podcast.